Watercress Painters. Our Christmas outing was a visit to the Stanley Spencer Gallery in Cookham, where 10 of us took a walk and talk tour of sites in Cookham important to followers of Spencer, followed by a guided talk around the little gallery now housed in a Wesleyan church. Spencer was the penultimate child of nine, born into a fairly religious household where the Bible was read every evening. His father played the organ in church, and church-going was a regular pastime. His elder brother turned out to be a very talented musician, so much of the family expenditure was spent on furthering his training and eventual career. Stanley showed talent for drawing at an early age, but as there was no money left to further his training, a local couple sponsored Stanley and he entered the Slade. However, he travelled up to London by bus and train, but as soon as daytime lessons were finished, he returned to Cookham, often missing out on evening workshops and tutorials, because he wanted to be back with his family in the village. To Stanley, Cookham was heaven on earth. Just as he wanted to launch himself as an artist, World War I broke out, and he was deployed as a war artist. He had a somewhat unorthodox married life, wanting his new partner, on whom he lavished expensive gifts, to move into the marital home. Hilda, his wife, then returned to her parents in Hampstead. They were later divorced but remained close. Interestingly, his tombstone in the Cookham churchyard states that here lies buried Stanley Spencer and his wife Hilda, but she isn't buried there, and nor were they married at the time. Our walk around the village on a drizzly day took in the family house in the high street in which the family lived, the war memorial on which is inscribed the name of his brother, Sidney, who was killed in action in World War I, the house in which he lived with Hilda and later Patricia, plus her partner, the church and various sites along the river where he painted the famous swan-upping painting, and his various potboilers to upkeep his two families. The gallery had a loan from the Tate of the swan-upping painting in their current exhibition, plus the permanent unfinished Resurrection of Christ, which takes up a whole wall. From this unfinished painting, one can see how Spencer painted using fine grid lines, completing each one separately. To be frank, it looked a little like painting by numbers, although the illustrative detail was just amazing. Our busy year starts with a workshop exploring the emotional response to colour in landscape, working in pairs on large A2 paper with professional artist Geoffrey Courtney from ArtSmart on Saturday the 29th of February from 10 until 4 at the Watercress Centre. The price is likely to be in the region of £25, dependent on numbers. Please contact me if interested. Local art historian Robert Kidner is giving us another of his excellent talks on Monday the 16th of March at 2:30 at the Watercress Centre in aid of the charity Guideposts. The subject will be Anglo-American art, featuring Helen Allingham, Mary Cassatt, Dora Carrington and Georgia O'Keeffe. Members free, non-members £4 to include tea and biscuits. Our composite painting of David Hockney's Spring Tunnel should be ready to be mounted on the UELM store display board on the 31st of March and will be on view for the month of April. We are planning a visit to the new exhibition upcoming at the Ashmolean, Young Rembrandt, in April. Again, if anyone is interested in joining us, please let us know. Please let me know. Tricia Scott for the Watercress Painters UELM.